Hello, and welcome back for 2017 Goal Setting Part 4, How to Uncover Intentional Goals. If you're just joining us for this series, welcome. It's never too late to begin. February 1st could be your January 1st if you like, so feel free to dig in anytime. There's nothing magical about January 1st. Now, maybe you have ideas about what your goals might be this year, or maybe not, and that's okay too. And you are already overwhelmed and anxious about how to make them happen. You want all of your goals to have been tackled yesterday because here we are at the start of the year and you have to do it all right away, right? False. I know that feeling though. Lean into that restlessness and let it unlock one of the greatest freedoms you'll ever discover, the power of little by little. We're about to plant some good seeds as we uncover goals that have meaning. And then we're going to take action on them. Making good things come to life requires physical action. And another action. And another. Over time, goals that were once leaps of faith you took on a blog post here turn into new lives. The process of cultivating, breaking the soil, planting, tending, and waiting for the harvest is where life happens. It's where change and growth happen. The journey to making it happen is where the good stuff lives. I know you overachievers want to have done everything yesterday, me too sometimes, but I have also been reading every single comment on the blog series. Taking this step by step is helping many of you make remarkable discoveries. I am so pumped by all the light bulbs I see going off. You're starting to see clearly, and it's happening little by little. Your goals may change halfway through the year, or you may make them happen faster than you think if you take it day by day by day. Little by little, the beautiful zinnias in my garden grew this year from the tiniest seeds. Little by little, babies grow. Can you imagine if you got pregnant and then the next day you gave birth? My stars, you wouldn't be ready. No time to prepare, no time to buy diapers or mull over a name, no time to assemble the crib or celebrate. You would have missed the time of preparation and ripening that happens over 9-ish months. It is the same with our goals. Friend, trust that your goals matter enough to make them happen well. I'm going to say that again. Friend, trust that your goals matter enough to make them happen well. They matter enough to take little steps forward every single day and some big leaps along the way too. Your goals matter enough to tend to them like a garden. Like I told you from the start of this process, traditional goal setting does not work for me. Swiftly made resolutions get forgotten, and then they linger, and they make you feel guilty for forgetting them. Anyone else ever experienced this? Well, hopefully at this point, you feel more equipped than when you started this process to write down some good goals. Goals that mean something. So let's get messy and start to pick out some good seeds to plant this year. You ready for this? It's going to feel possibly scary the moment before you do it, but so good when you take a leap of faith and write what's on your heart. You can do this. Welcome to the final 4 goal uncovering tips. And I just got bonus points from my husband for making a basketball reference. But here is tip number 1 of 4. First, review everything again. Do not skip this step. This, like I said, is where the magic happens. Remember, this is goal uncovering. Uncover one more layer and get to the good stuff. Read through everything you've done so far. Read every word. Rewrite or add to things once more if you need to. I added to my lists and rewrote things after going through this process because I got more clarity. Cross stuff out. Revise things. Add to your list of what did and didn't work. I added a lot to mine. Add more to your yes or no lists. Refine your Pinterest board even. Take pins out that don't fit well. Use extra paper if you need to. Uncovering good goals is like a treasure hunt. Get messy and dig a little deeper before moving to the final exciting step. Number 2, write out some goal ideas. Now, make a list of the first goal ideas that come to mind for this year. This is just a list of ideas. If you want to, take a deep breath and put on your favorite inspirational song as you start writing these ideas. I'm also going to stop and pray before I write mine and ask Ari to pray for me too. Your goal ideas don't have to be perfectly written. Just write what's on your mind. Feel free to share some of your goal ideas in the comments too. Y'all, I just have to stop and say, I am so grateful for the gift of doing this work with you. This is not a part of the blog post, but I just had to say it. Just amazed that this is what I get to do and live. And yeah, thank y'all for listening. All right, number three, check your goal ideas to make sure they are rooted in what matters. Now, let's sift through the goal ideas and see if we can find any weeds. It's easy to make goals that sound good or goals that other people have that you think you should have too, just to keep up. Don't do that. The idea here is to simplify your life, not to give yourself a new to-do list of random things that sound good. Be intentional about what you decide to spend your time on this year with your own unique gifts and talents. How you spend your time is how you spend your life. Check each of your goal ideas to see if it's worth spending your time on. Do a goal check and ask these essential questions. Will this goal help me to cultivate what matters? Will this goal help me to get to where I want to be when I'm 80 years old? Does this goal also help other people? Why do I want to make this goal happen? Am I desiring this goal for the right reasons, or am I striving for perfect or whatever it is that I've been chasing? Now, if the answer is no to any of those first questions, then it's possible that that goal idea is not the best use of your precious time. Don't run in circles with goals that don't directly connect to what matters most. Focus on what really matters to you in the big picture and cross out goals that don't 100% fit. Be bold and take leaps of faith as you write. Now, if you're a believer like me, here are some additional questions I'm asking myself. Does this goal help draw me and others closer to God? Is this goal rooted in God's truth and find a scripture to match? Does this goal rely on my strength or God's? Does this goal help me to steward what I've been given well? Number four in our final four is this. Write down your why with every goal. When I was a personal trainer in New York for many years, clients would often come to me with a number and they would say, I want to lose 10 pounds. I would ask them, why 10 pounds? Usually when we got down to it, it was an arbitrary number or a weight they were in college. There was no real heart connection to the goal of losing 10 pounds. But when we dug deeper into why they became out of shape in the first place and what they wanted most in life, a picture of true fitness started to emerge. Instead of, I want to lose 10 pounds because that's what I weighed in college, which is not very motivating and more self-defeating, we worked on goals like, I want to be healthy and strong so that I can live long enough to walk my daughter down the aisle. I want to live a long, happy life so I can be a better husband and show my kids how to be joyful and healthy too. That's a true story. That goal worked. That was motivating. Get real with why you want to make these goals happen and connect them to something that really matters to you. It will help you act on your goals instead of toss them aside. You never know how long you have left here on this earth to love others and use what you've been given to grow good things. Life is too short and too meaningful to coast through. The good you do today has the potential to change generations. And that's why uncovering good goals and having a clear focus is so important. Otherwise, you may spend your time lost in distractions, lost in Instagram, lost in the chase for perfect or significance or approval or whatever it is that has been holding you back from really living. You may find yourself restless, knowing deep down that there's more to life than this. If that's you right now, you're in the right place. I know that feeling well, and I don't know about you, but I do not want to live my days by accident. I want to live on purpose and use all the gifts I've been given to help others do the same. So take a big breath in, really do it. And a big breath out. Now think of where you want to be when you're 80. What will be important to you then? Whatever it is, act like it today. Take some leaps of faith and write out goals that are potentially outside of your comfort zone. Good goals are worth the hard work it takes to plant them. Soak them in sunshine, water them little by little, and get ready for a flourishing garden of full blooms and a harvest to share. I'm going to share my 2017 goals in the next post. So when you're ready, write out your goal ideas. And if you aren't sure of your goals yet, I want to hear from you right where you are in the comments on this series. As you reviewed all that you've written so far, what stands out to you? What themes are you seeing? Tell me in the comments and let's encourage each other as our goals begin to take shape. There is so much goodness to come when we actually write out our goals tomorrow using a special method I'll tell you about then. Till then, leave your goal ideas in the comments.